Hello, this is woodblock printmaker David Bull. Welcome again to the Astoria Week website. Here we are with story number 444, Screening. I'm sitting here preparing the story today in a beautiful, fresh, brand new, clean room. Was that enough adjectives? It's a slight exaggeration of the situation, but not much, really. Later today, a TV crew is coming to film a program segment, and rather unusually, it's not the printmaking workshop that will be the location this time. This program isn't about woodblock prints specifically, but it's about a more general topic in Japanese art. And they are visiting here to have me pontificate about the subject for one segment of the show. So I'm not appearing in my usual guise of printmaker, but as a researcher and general expert on the topic. After looking around the place one day last week, the producer asked me if it would be all right if the filming was done in my library upstairs instead of the workshop. I, of course, acceded to his request, but he then looked around the room with a bit of a critical eye, and I could tell what he was thinking. Sheesh, this is kind of run down. The shoji screens are torn, the mats are dusty. I wonder if Dave would be upset if we asked him to clean up a bit. I jumped in before he could verbalize these thoughts. Don't worry, before you get here, I'll have the place spruced up a bit, at least as much as I can in such short order. He was visibly relieved, and we left it at that. So this morning I set to work. I first cleared out some boxes and a couple of stacks of books that were in the way of the shelves that were to be the target of the filming, and then began general cleaning. I certainly can't afford to replace all the tatami mats just for this occasion, even though they're long overdue for a recover, but a good wipe and polish with a soft cloth helped a lot. The most important thing, though, and what really transformed the room from its run-down appearance, was repapering the shoji screens. This is supposed to be done at the end of every year without fail as part of the general house cleaning for the New Year's season, but I have been delinquent in that chore. My screens are in tatters, where my two grandsons had a run at them a while ago. And I have to admit that with some embarrassment that a while in this case is nearly 2 years. Before putting fresh paper on shoji screens, the old stuff has to be washed off. And this job is best done outdoors. I took everything out into the parking space in front of the house, leaned them up against the fence, and started peeling off the remnants of the paper. This soon comes off with a bit of light scrubbing, and the bones of the screens are exposed, ready for the new covering. And something happens every time I do this chore out there. Every single person, without fail, who passes by and sees what I'm doing, has something to say. It might just be a smile and a good morning, where they previously would have just passed by with a nod, or it might be a more extended comment about the process. But nobody passes without acknowledging what I am doing, and always in a positive way. I think that part of this is a general feeling of community spirit. We all like to see our neighbors keeping their place spruced up. We're all in this together, and keeping our community standards high is something we all feel is important. But over and above that general sense of goodwill is the fact that these people find it a bit quirky to see a foreigner doing a job that they themselves see as quintessentially Japanese. There is perhaps nothing more Japanese than this scene of somebody repapering their shoji screens out front of the house on a sunny morning. Nothing. Seeing this bearded foreigner engaged in such work automatically pulls the smiles. In any case, the job is done, and when the producer and the staff arrive later today, they will find a fresh, clean space in which we can have our little interview. And without fail, at some point, this is a law of nature at work, the lighting guy will swing his boom around a bit too far and a hole in the fresh paper.